morning, everybody. Welcome back from staff conference. And for those of you who weren't there with us, we thank you for all the hard work you did keeping things going back here. So I'm just going to start us out in prayer today. And then Jim Lundgren is going to come up, and he's just going to lead us in a time of sharing so that we can share about how God really worked in our lives while we were at staff conference. And for those of you that were here, we know that God was working here too. So if you have stories to share with us about that time as well, we would be more than happy to hear them. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you, Lord. We know we felt your presence at staff conference last week, Lord, but we know it's not a one-time thing. So we ask for the Holy Spirit's presence here today as well, Lord Jesus, that you would come and be present. I pray for each person here, Lord, that you would give them a freedom and a comfort, Lord, to be able to share with their brothers and sisters here, Lord, how you have worked in their hearts. Lord, may this be a safe place. May this be a place that honors you in all the different ways that you work, Lord. And I just pray that you would anoint Jim, Lord, to lead wisely and to discern, Lord, how to lead this sharing time. We pray all of these things in Jesus' holy and sovereign name. Amen.
Thanks, Deborah. One of the things that always, I guess the only way to say it, bugged me about us in InterVarsity has been that we get done with something really exciting, like a fall conference or evangelism week or just a staff meeting that goes really well, and you get back to work the next morning, and it's like, okay, what's next? And, I hope you do it well. And there's this sense of we move on so quickly, we don't do what they did in the Old Testament, where God did something quite profound in the Old Testament. They stopped and built an altar to mark the fact that God had done something tremendous and that we need to stop and say, hey, let's look at that. Let's look at this. Let's savor this moment, because it's because of times like that that the people of Israel could go on and serve God faithfully in the times when things were really hard. And oftentimes we do the reverse in InterVarsity. We stop and savor when things don't go well and reflect and introspect and dig inside, and we don't stop and go, hey, you know, it's time for a party. And we need to build an altar. We need to celebrate what Jesus has done. And in Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 23, it says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Well, you know, I get lots of emails after an event like this, and staff from around the country grab me in the last few days, and oftentimes I don't look forward to those because somebody gives me a long list of things that I should have done differently, whether I was involved in it or not. And one of the delights at this staff conference has been to have staff grab me at staff conference. Or this morning I got into my office and there was an email from a young staff leader from one part of the country who often will send me one of those encouraging emails of things I could have done better. And he simply said, you know, staff conference was a home run. Thank you. And please thank the folks who like our brothers and sisters in the training department, who served us so well by putting on such a wonderful event. And so what I want to ask you to do this morning, and I'm not going to give a talk, but I'm going to ask you to stand and share, those of you who were there, obviously, share ways you experienced God's work in you personally, or ways you saw God at work in our movement as you were there at staff conference. It could be something that's from a particular message that was given. It could be from a seminar or a testimony, or it could be just in a conversation that you had with one person in the hallway. Or maybe it was even something God said to you in a moment. There were there's always a few moments like this at an event like that, a moment of quiet, mm-hmm. when you got aside and you said, well, Lord, what are you saying to me? And God spoke to you very, very profoundly. What are some of the ways that you saw God at work in you personally, in our movement during our week at staff conference? And if you would stand so everybody can hear you, I'd really appreciate that. And I'd appreciate it if a lot of us could share. I think the folks who weren't there will be blessed by hearing. And as Deborah said, if something happened here, for those of you who are here working hard during staff conference, if something happened in your lives that you want to share, please feel free to stand and share as well. So I'll shut up and turn it over to you.
Well, what if I start? A humorous moment for me ended up, I didn't think it was going to be. It was one of those things where somebody pulls you aside and you think they're going to complain. I've been a staff, somebody I'd never known before. For the first time, I introduced myself to this gentleman. And he asked who I was and what I did. And I said, well, I work in a service center and I work with Alec. And he goes, oh. Well, I got a bone to pick with him. He said, actually, I'm very upset with him right now. And I said, okay, you know, I'm just bracing myself. And he says, after his talk last night, how in the world am I supposed to leave staff? He said, I came here thinking this was my last staff conference and it was time for me to move on. And he said, but Alec's talk did something inside of me. I cannot leave staff now. I'm back in this thing for the long haul.
Wow.
And that was such a blessing to hear. So.
Praise God. Praise God.
Well, I've heard that repeatedly from many people. People who were transitioning. I think it's because from start to finish, staff conference honored the Lord and honored people. And it felt to me like staff conference had been put together by a bunch of intercessors. So I liked it, Tom. from the InterVarsity history, that was probably the best history I've ever seen of InterVarsity, to the very end and everything in between. It was so honoring. It was so true about the work of God in InterVarsity, not just through us, but in us. And I think that people's response to say, maybe I better give InterVarsity another chance, was a sign of the healing work that God accomplished at staff conference. And I'm really, really grateful for the grace-filled, not just content, but the atmosphere that was there. Mm-hmm.
Chris Nichols' talk. I mean, there were lots of things that were good about staff conference, but one of the things I mentioned is Chris Nichols' talk towards the end. It was difficult for him to come because of a death in the family, and came with a strong message of an expectancy or a movement that expects conversion. Conversion in people moving from darkness to light, or from being non-believers to believers, but also a culture of conversion within the organization that seeks to change and move ahead. And I thought that was really very powerful.
I'll piggyback off of that. For me, staff conference was powerful in a couple of ways. The last staff conference I was at is on the field, and this staff conference I was in the NSC, and it's so different. If you've been in the field and in the NSC, the experience is really different. And for me, there's two moments that stood out, and actually it ties to Alec's talk and Chris's talk, of missing the field quite a bit, the staff conference, of wondering, have I made the right decision? But yet I feel very called to the NSC right now and to serve here, and battling back and forth, and the sense of I'm obligated to the staff on the field to do my job well. Mm-hmm. Every aspect, I'm obligated. Mm-hmm. Even opening a letter, I'm obligated to do it well. And Chris Nichols' point where he had staff stand up if they wanted to be staff that were about the gospel on campus. And I longed to stand, but I couldn't because I'm not on campus. Mm-hmm. But as I watched staff stand one by one, I said, my job lets them do that. My job of opening mail, mm-hmm. of serving Alec, of doing a trip allows each of those staff to be an evangelist on campus. And so it was kind of a stake in the ground moment for me, again, of, okay, I'm at the service center. it's not on the field, but it's just as powerful, just as impactful that I open mail, that I serve Alec, that I serve the office, so that each of those staff workers can go to the campus and be evangelists. So.
Amen.
Just to kind of piggyback off what Kim said, when Chris Nichols was speaking at the end when he was asking staff to stand, I was sitting with a bunch of field staff from GFM, all fairly new. And of course, I couldn't stand either. I've never been in the field, I've never served on campus. And I couldn't stand either because I felt lonely. I tried to do stuff to help. But one of them turned to me and said, "Will you stand with us and hold me up on my feet?" So I was like, "Well, sure." Yeah. So there was this row of six young women who work in GFM, all with their arms linked, and me in the middle going, "Well, guess I'm here too." And I just thought, what a great picture, though, of the partnership between the NSC and the field. And the fact that one of them turned to me and kind of said, "You know, you stand with us in this." And I thought, well, yeah, that's true. I guess we do.
Well, apart from getting shut down from a loud LaFay party in my suite, a big burly security guy comes knocking at the door. We didn't know that there were people next door who weren't intervarsity. I think for me, this kind of goes in two parts. Last month, I went to the Great Lakes West Regional Staff Conference, and sometimes I wonder if what we're doing at the senior level is really, you know, getting down there. And as I listened to them talk about evangelism and witnessing communities and chapter planning, chapter building, I was very swept up in this regional staff conference. So to go to national staff conference and hear the same themes over and over again, just the sense of focus and ownership, you know, if you know the culture of InterVarsity, it's just rather amazing what God has done to bring us all together on our main thing. So I'm deeply appreciative and thankful.
Mine's on a more personal note. I think one of the things I appreciated most about staff conference was the real humility and vulnerability that a lot of people showed through the testimonies and the speakers. It kind of started out with Dan Shun at the beginning and how at the end of his talk he talked about how broken he was from his own personal divorce. And being divorced myself, that really kind of was like, oh, maybe God's telling me something here. Maybe I need to really listen. And then when Mary Kate Morris was talking as well about how a lot of us, the Spirit's always there, but often we're closed down and don't receive it, and we live in this place of fear and shame. I realized that that's how I've been living, and so it really helped me to reconnect with God and kind of reaffirm my trust in Him for whatever He brings.
Well, I heard a triumphant our campus story that was personal to me. I know the GFM worker at the University of Tennessee. I knew him before he was on staff, and so we hooked up. And that's where I did my graduate work. Before GFM was there, those were some of the hardest years of my life. And I was in the philosophy department there, and he was telling me about the work on campus. They've done one Veritas Forum, maybe two, and just are very, just a vibrant work there. And he said the most, the department that's most involved is the philosophy department. There are no Christians in the department, but they are on board. Julian shared with was talking with the chairman of the department and said, "Well, we were trying to get this person to come for a Veritas discussion, and he wasn't able to come." The chairman of the philosophy department wrote the speaker and said, "I don't believe what you're saying, but the students need to hear it. You better come," and he came. So it's just really exciting for me to see how God has renewed something that was very hard for me to experience.
Wow. While some of you are continuing to think, on the last full day of Saturday afternoon, Max Smith, who's a totally exuberant staff worker out in Utah, I mean, he's always bigger than life, had grabbed me and said, I want you to come and help me sponsor a optional meeting for staff who are interested in ministry to athletes. And so I said, sure, you know, I'm free that hour, I'll go. And I just sat in as 10 staff came and just shared what they were doing with athletes on campus. And one of the staff in particular, a young woman named Megan from University of New Hampshire, just really stood out, just her passion for that ministry. And she's in her second year on staff, just went to ONS, met with Barney at ONS to share her passion. She's developing tools to Bible studies for outreach to athletes. She's visited every team. There's 700 athletes at UNH. She's visited every team and invited them to come to her Bible study. And she has people from almost every team coming from her Bible studies. You know, I think what touched me about that is here's a 23-year-old who's just, okay, Jesus, you've called me to this ministry, I'll go do it. I have no idea what I'm doing, I'll go do it. And she was a hockey player at UNH herself. So the last night she comes and grabs me out of the meeting and says, I just gotta share more of my vision with you. So we were sitting out in the hallway there, you know, I was kind of missing something that I wanted to hear, but as I was listening to Megan, I was just so excited to think, hey, God is calling passionate people into our movement who care about evangelism, who care about a particular people group in the university. And she sat down with Andy Dalton and earlier in the conference, she said, well, now how did Greek ministry go national? Because I want this to go national. And Andy was mentoring her, and I was trying to mentor her. And then to bring it around full circle, when I got here, I think it was on Monday, I asked Jeff, would you help get her stuff on the web some way? Because I'm clueless when it comes to that stuff myself. And Jeff said, yeah, I'll go right, I'll do that. And it just communicates to me, you know, here we have a 24-year-old staff worker who's just trying to serve Jesus in a corner of our country. We have a 57-year-old vice president who's trying to figure out how to serve these 24-year-old staff workers. And then we have somebody like Jeff who's ready to take her stuff and make it available to our staff. We probably have 30 to 40 staff, what I learned, around the country ministering to athletes. And I thought, wow, if God could do in that ministry what he's done in Greek ministry, man, that would be so exciting. Mm-hmm. And just a little, you know, these are side things that go on at a staff conference that I think are really kingdom kinds of things. Someone else?
Well, I'll go. I always field staff. I was not a part of university. We don't have university here at my alma mater. So for me, it's hard for me to grasp the entire concept of what's happening on campus because I've never been there. So I always love having a chance to interact with staff, especially my staff, because we're fine. So just to kind of bridge the gap between the NSC and what's happening in the field and really see how kind of like what Kim and Catherine said, what we're doing here in the office is really enabling them to do their jobs. One thing that I really appreciated was not only seeing what was happening from the top down, so from the cabinet all the way down to the campus staff, but also across the other ministries. I'm so focused on Greek that it's hard for me to hear or see what's going on in the other ministry, so that's really what I appreciated and pulled from a staff conference, was hearing about the good things that God is doing in other ministries.
It was a delight for me to reconnect with some folks who were there who were there as special guests. And they're people that I knew years ago. One was Fran Gailey, who was the kitchen manager at Cedar Campus when I was on crew there in the late 60s and early 70s. And she was a great person to work with then, and it was just a delight to talk with her and catch up with her. And then a couple named Charlie and Lorraine Kelly from Indianapolis. When I was a recent grad and was involved in a young adult group in Indianapolis, they were the adult sponsors of this young adult group and built into my life at that time. So it's really good to see how God's connecting people in that role also who love InterVarsity and what God's doing and are still involved. You know, they're slightly older than me, and it's just a great picture of how God brings it all together.
Well, for me, it's a little bit different.
I've only been around for about a month. But I was a student for 5 years and deeply involved with InterVarsity for that whole time. So I was seeing all these people who mentored me and poured into me and shaped me and were recruiting me very, very heavily to come on staff for a long time. And I think part of me felt that, oh, am I going to be a disappointment to all these folks who have worked so hard, you know, because I'm not going on staff. But I felt tremendously affirmed by them in the direction that I'm going, and I realized how much the movement really has prepared me to go into the Peace Corps, which is not a Christian-heavy environment, and really mm-hmm. be a witness there. So mm-hmm. I felt really affirmed and encouraged.
Praise God.
Couple things. I love the whole staff conference. A couple things that stood out for me. One, frankly, was the IFES offering, and then all of us contributed to $32,000 for IFES, and the significance of that, what that means to IFES, is just marvelous. Mm-hmm. Another one was being having a staff worker referred to me as a four-year and staff's a chapter of about 150. Who began the conversation by saying, I really feel called to InterVarsity, but I don't really feel called to work with students anymore. What do I do? And we had a wonderful hour talking about what do you do if you feel called to InterVarsity, but you don't feel called to work with students directly, which is, of course, a lot about what we're about here. Yeah. And that was fun. And then I think one of the best and scariest moments for me is three of us, Gary Jennings and Shannon Marion, and I served on a panel that Donna put together for the major gift major donor seminar, and when I sat down up in front on the panel, I realized that there were about 25 or 30 staff in the room, four major donors in the back row, and our consultants on the vision campaign in the second row.
No pressure.
And what was really enjoyable was what we did and what we said. Everyone in the room came back later individually, not every person, but every one of those three groups, and said, I really appreciated the values of InterVarsity, the way you want to treat people, the way you relate to folk with capacity in terms of money. It was a very good experience for me in the seminar. And of course, Donna did a great job, but it was just good to be in an organization that has the kind of values and practices that you can have everybody that's a part of something in the same room and say what you're about.
This is the part of the talk I forgot. You know how if any of you speak, you go home that night, you remember flash. There was a point at the end of the talk where I had three pictures of the folks on this, the former students on the screen, and I was going to say, as much as I love International Justice Mission, I firmly believe that ours is a more strategic ministry. And there was going to be a pause and a hush. And then I was going to say that it's like if you have the hose and the sprinkler, they're both of equal value, and the sprinkler is actually more attractive in some ways. But if that hose doesn't pump through and the water pressure isn't high, the sprinkler is sending little drips of water out into dry land. And we are part of that hose, and if we don't keep pumping students and faculty through that hose. So it was a great illustration, I just forgot it. But I think, you know, as we look at IJM, or we look at the president of Prison Fellowship, who's one of our alums, or, you know, down the list, you know, our job is to, with the Holy Spirit. I mean, the hose, everything is, you know, it's the Lord. But our role in that is the hose, and we have to keep that hose as full as we can. So,
I'd like everybody in the train department to stand. Please. On the steering committee or the committee, like Terry, I know, worked on the committee. Whoever worked on the committee to plan the event, I think Scott did. Would you stand as well? And I just want to close by praying for them. They have worked their tails off, and as we all know, when you work your tail off on something like this, everybody is telling you before the event, you know, I hope you don't screw up in nice ways, but but
that's what they mean.
Yeah.
That's
and after the event, you either get the accolades or the criticism, and we want you to know you served us well.
Yes.
You have served us well. Thank you very, very much. Evangelism will move forward, and the whole values that God has called us to as a movement will move forward more because of this event. So thank you. And we know you're depleted in some real ways, and we want to keep praying for you, because the challenges in some ways for you are in the days ahead as you deal with that depletion. We all feel tired, but these folks really feel tired, and they have served us well. So thank you. Let me just pray for them. And would the rest of you stand and join me? Lord Jesus, we thank you because we all know what it's like to get out in the front and to call people to follow you, and especially to get out in the front and leading such a visible, major event in the life of our movement. And Lord, we want to thank each of these folks on the training department and who served on the staff conference planning committee. Lord, thank you for them, not just because it succeeded, because we know things go well sometimes and they don't go well sometimes. And it's not because people haven't worked really, really hard. So we thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness, for their love for you, for their desire to serve you and uplift what you're doing in InterVarsity. And Lord, we pray that as they are depleted and they face challenges physically, emotionally, and spiritually as a result, we ask you, Lord, to pastor them in the coming weeks. Lord, be with each of them in their own way. But thank you for their service. And thank you, Lord, that they have given our movement so much. Lord, we pray for what you're doing now back on campus. As staff go back and have heard the call to evangelism and to the gospel in ways that are crystal clear and are compelling on their lives and their ministry. We pray especially for staff as they try to share this new vision and the ways you've rekindled that vision with their student leaders. And student leaders can look at them sideways. You know that, Lord, when people come excited. And so bless the staff as they go back to their campus. Lord, would you add fuel to the fire that's been lit in our hearts and our minds and our lives and in their hearts and minds. Lord, help us not to run past this too quickly, but to thank you, Jesus. This was a work of your hands, and we praise you and glory in your work. In your name, amen.
Amen.
You see that.